The first weekend of autumn had a real fall feel across our area, and even frost in spots over the weekend and once again this morning. So after autumn arrived on a warm note late last week, the weather has turned a little more typical for this time of year. And as we go through this week, temperatures are expected to be near seasonable levels, and we have a couple of opportunities to see some much needed rainfall through the area. And that first opportunity for rain is tonight as a front crosses the region with an area of low pressure. So we'll have clouds and periods of rain through the night. Temperatures tonight will be fairly pleasant, not too cold for this time of year, and definitely not frosty like the past couple of nights. We'll have lows mainly in the 50s with some 40s in the higher elevations. Now moving into the day tomorrow, that front will rather quickly move off to the east. So we may still see a couple of lingering showers very early on, especially if you happen to be an early riser. And any morning clouds will give way to some nice breaks of sunshine through the day. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the low 70s with some 60s across the mountains. And then as we go through the second half of the week, we have an upper level disturbance, an upper level area of low pressure that will very slowly work its way through our area. And that is going to keep things unsettled at times Wednesday, Thursday, and likely even into Friday with a blend of clouds and some sun, but also the chance for some showers at times. It doesn't appear that it will rain the entire time Wednesday into Thursday, but there's definitely the opportunity to see at least some showers at some points as we go through the second half of the week. So hopefully it does come together. We definitely need the rain. If it comes in little intervals, that's really the best way to pick it up. Now we head to the tropics and we go well down to the south where there is an area of interest that's being closely monitored. Right now it's to the east of the eastern Caribbean and it is working its way to the west right now. A storm has high potential for tropical development. So if you happen to have travel plans to the eastern Caribbean or southern Caribbean, there might be a tropical system impacting that area late this week and over the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, low 48 to 56. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 66 to 72. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, low 48 to 56, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 66 to 72. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, low in the 50s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, low in the 50s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 68 to 74. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably cloudy, with a chance of showers from time to time, highs in the 60s to around 70, and on Thursday, variably cloudy, with a chance of showers from time to time, with highs again in the 60s to around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.